since the Licht cycle is pretty much completed now, what interests most of the people is, what is it that you're going to do next? Are you already making plans and sketches for other your works, or it's still basically all about Licht?
Since many years, I can't even recall since when, I have announced that after the composition of the weekdays, Licht is about the 7 days of the week, I want to compose the 24 hours of the day. And this composition has a title which is the German word Klang, that means sound. And I want to compose for the 24 hours of every day a part of this new work. I have already made a lot of sketches, and I have certain ideas about the material, about the form, in particular about the performance practice, because this work can be performed in individual hours, if you want. Mm-hmm. But that means that is then 1/24th part of the whole cycle, and the cycle itself could be performed in a building like a beautiful museum or a complex of auditoria with 24 rooms, and then in each room one would have a very particular atmosphere of sound and of visual material, perhaps even of smell, like in Licht it is the case. So this is my next interest.
Okay. Since the operas Wednesday and Sunday, the last two of them, were not premiered yet as wholes, is there a chance that they might be premiered soon? And what sort of challenge do they present before the opera houses?
Nothing special, because two opera houses have already tried to give the scenic world premiere of Wednesday from Light, Bonn and in Bern in Switzerland, and both have failed because of practical reasons. In Bonn, the real reason why they cancelled the performance, which was planned for 2 years in all details, with contracts and everything, was basically the choir, because they wanted absolutely to perform it with their own choir. But there are two very long scenes in Wednesday from Light, and like Michaelion is the last. And there is also the World Parliament, another scene from Wednesday. But in the end, they found out they couldn't do it, and they would mm-hmm. have had to hire another choir, which I recommended, the choir from Stuttgart Radio. This choir has performed both parts before, but they couldn't manage, and then the whole thing stopped. And in Bern was another reason. In the end, they didn't have the money.
Mm-hmm. So it was basically about the money. All right. So this last opera, the finale of the Licht cycle, Sunday, deals mostly with love. And it's got this whole celebration of marriages in the end. Does it mean that your total conception is optimistic? You really believe that love triumphs in the end?
It's not quite as you say, because it has, as you know now, 5 scenes.
Yes.
And the first scenes is about our solar system, about all the planets and the moons. So the singer, solo soprano, sings, and the tenor, they sing about our solar system and the way the musicians are organized in an auditorium, and the public is seated in a central way. This is something else. It is about, as I say, the planets and their rotations, their movements, etc. And then the second one is about 7 types of angels. And then I have composed angel processions, special angels that I have formed, trained. The work is now published. It was performed in Holland. The third one is Lichtbilder, a scene which we are repeating at this moment. For 43 days we rehearse the work. It will be premiered on October 16th of this year in Donaueschingen Festival. Yeah. And then comes the scene Sense and Science, Düfte Zeichen, which is performed for 8 singers and a boy, and that was performed last year in Salzburg, 29th of August. So it's a scene not just about love, but it is about sense and about science for the 6 weekdays. And then comes the scene Hochzeiten, with the real meaning of high times, Hochzeiten, yeah. And it is about, in English, marriages, but marriages between soloists of 5 orchestral groups and 5 orchestral group, 5 choir groups, and the 2 ensembles perform simultaneously in 2 halls, but they are synchronized, and this is a wonderful ending of Licht altogether, because that's where
you unite the principles of personified by Michael and Eve in final opera.
Right.
Okay. About those operas which have been staged, what sort of collaboration did you have with opera managers, with conductors, with performers, with stage designers? Did you collaborate in details with them?
Oh, yes. I mean, every time one has to rehearse for 2 or 3 months in an opera house, and I had wonderful relationships with the different directors, collaborators, and excellent soloists and choirs, even beautiful children choir from Budapest, etc.
So I have these wonderful recordings of those operas.
Yes, I was very lucky in working with the different opera houses.
Mm-hmm. It was mostly Scala in Milan and in London.
Covent Garden, but also in Paris. Jaroslav was done many times in Opera Comique in Paris and Opera House in Tokyo.
Mm-hmm.
This house commissioned the first part of Licht.
Yes. Another question about the musicians with whom you collaborate a lot, like Katinka, like Susan Stevens, like your son Marcus and other. In what extent do they contribute to the final form and the final outshape of some parts of the Licht cycle?
Well, I have conceived the parts, which include trumpet for Michael, basset horn, or sometimes even clarinet for Eve, and trombone, bass singer. Basset horn, I said, which means the alto voice, or for Michael it is the tenor. So I have tenor, then soprano and alto for Eve, and then bass for Lucifer. So all these parts I have written for musicians with whom I have collaborated many years. So they have a great influence on the way I have written.
Yeah, and you said also that, for instance, in pieces like Quit, you actually were rehearsing with them for a long time to find the perfect solutions for the fingerings.
Yes.
Okay, so another question. A lot of people sort of believe that you are an intellectual composer, a cerebral one, but actually in most of your interviews and in conversations and everywhere, you stated that you actually got a lot of ideas from dreams, that you communicated with upper spheres. How do you manage to find a middle way between the intellectual and the spiritual side of your nature, and how is it seen in your works?
I have never had any difficulties to think about what I'm doing, even if the ideas come, as you say, in dreams or from a super conscious perception.
Yeah.
Once I have the kernel, the center of a scene or of a part of a scene, then I begin to work it out like an engineer. So it is has never been a conflict between intuiting and thinking.
Mm-hmm.
This is a very simple idea that if one thinks sharply, that this is in a conflict with the perceiving through other senses, through our senses, what's in the air and what comes from the superconsciousness.
Yeah. Because most people tend to like make a strict difference between those two parts of existence. Like, actually, they shouldn't be separated at all. You're one of the world's, if I can say that, leading experts in studio recording, mixing, editing. Since you've been working in studios for so long, has this recording part of the work become sometimes almost as important as composing itself?
Yes.
Since you're the only one responsible for your recordings and all.
But you know that I have worked in an electronic music studio and was also director of the electronic music studio in the West German radio. From 1953 to 63, I was working daily and I became the director, and that finished about 85 when the administrator of the music department took over to organize the things. But I have worked in the electronic music studio until 98. And the recordings of my works, there are 116 compact discs now with my works. They were all recorded and mixed with either my conducting or playing myself and mixing in the studio, because it is quite natural to me and always was to shape the sound once it is recorded, and after it is recorded to mix it to a beautiful result. So this is half of my life.
Yes, and you also have your own publishing house. What made you decide to start Stockhausen Verlag and to be responsible, to be in charge actually for your scores? And what's the reason for your decision not to give them to dealers, to shops?
I was working with Universal Edition Vienna in the beginning of my career, and they have the rights, I think, for something like 38 works. But then came a stage when 24 of my scores were already in Vienna, in the house of the publisher, and they didn't even touch it. They would not print it, they would not distribute it, and I became more and more disappointed with Universal Edition. There is a correspondence over 6 years, very tight and sometimes very sharp discussion why they did not publish my works, etc. Even the scores for Universal Edition, I made them design, or they are my manuscripts reproduced.
Yeah, you copied them yourself.
Yes, I copied them myself. And I think this is a situation which is no good for a composer, so I finally left them. And they have nothing of my works which I composed after 1969. And then several years later, 6 years later, I decided that I would continue doing what I did for Universal Edition, but in my own rights. And I started the so-called Stockhausen Verlag, and now that is 29 years old.
Yeah.
And it works very well.
Like me, I'm 29.
Yeah. So I don't need I don't need Universal Edition or any publisher.
Yeah. The final question, and I won't keep you anymore. For the past 27 years on working on Licht, and even before that, since Mantra perhaps, you have worked on the basis of formulas, and in Licht you worked on the basis of subformula. How did you come to that principle, and do you intend on developing it even further in your next works?
Well, certainly. Because what is a formula or superformula is not enough what concerns the characteristics of music. One can go even deeper in organizing the parts of such a nuclear entity which can serve for the building of an organic work. And that all comes from the so-called serial composition, which I started in 1951.
Yeah.
So a formula is nothing but a series, but the series is more rich.
Yeah, more developed. You've mentioned also in the lectures that it was far more than a motive or a series. It's actually like a gathering together all of the elements.
Yeah, it's like a genetic code.
Yeah. So you plan on working with them more?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so
You're
much.
You're welcome.